One of the most popular, and I think one of my favorite titles for the church or the life of faith is The Way. It's so important that we understand that our life of faith is the way toward God. There's an end, because all journey have an end. And our journey is that ultimate end with God. And Jesus is the way toward God. Only in Jesus Christ do we find our true fulfillment of that way. And speaking of the way, it was so interesting yesterday because I have a dinner appointment in the evening. But as I was about to set out for dinner in the evening, one of the college students called me, and she was in the hood part of town of Wichita, and her vehicle ran out of gas in the hood, and she was about to go and walk to the nearest station, hopefully trying to find some gas. I said, "Child, stay in the car. Stay in the car, lock the car, stay in there. I don't want you to be kidnapped." So I went to fill up 2 gallons of gas and then met her and filled gas to her. I was late to my dinner appointment, but that's kind of life, isn't it? Sometimes we make plans and sometimes plans fail, just like that college student. And sometimes our plans are changed. But no matter if our plans are failed, have failed, or have changed, we're all on the way. And the way that Jesus leads us outside of what we have planned or what we have thought that need to happen. But Jesus is always there. Jesus is there in the person who need help, and Jesus also there in the person whom he asked to be his instrument of help. We're all on the way. We're all part of this journey, of this pilgrimage. We're all pilgrims on the way toward him. And that's why Jesus said, not only he is the way, he is the life and the truth. Because without him, there's no true joy, no true hope, no true purpose, no true mission. We only drift by, live by, and hope for something that kind of enticing for the moment. But if we know who give us purpose, who give us mission, who give us fulfillment, who is the foundation of all truth, of all life, who is the way that help us to find who we are, then we know that our life would not be fulfilled and without joy, without Christ. So today, I would like to invite you to reflect upon the first few sentences of the gospel reading today. Perhaps we can relate to this a lot, especially when we are troubled, when we are being tried and tested. Jesus said to his disciples, and so said to us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me."